Brother Paul was quite a ministry. It's amazing when you think about it. And he was bent on destroying the churches. That was his main objective, destroy the thing of Christianity. And on the road to Damascus, the Lord knocked him down. And the change that took place in that man is really amazing. And he has wonderful things. In the first verse he says, I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. And he did. He went through a lot of conflict, a lot of battles. In another place, he speaks of all the things that he went through. Verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, into all riches of the full assurance of understanding, into the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now, yes, you noticed I changed a couple of prepositions there. But that's the way it would read in the Greek. Being knit together in love. That knitting together is something that yet needs to take place within us. We haven't reached that kind of oneness yet. But we're going to. The oneness in the body of Christ is very, very important. Into the knowledge, acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ. Now, when you see the word Christ in the New Testament, you have to think of the whole body of Christ. And this is another thing that God is doing. It's not enough to say, I'm a Christian now, I'm in the body of Christ. Where the body of Christ comes to the place where also within it is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 4, this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Now, I understand that when Paul wrote Colossians, he was in prison. But though he was not where they were bodily, he could tune in to the spirit and know where they were. Verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Paul was always reminding them of who they were and what they had in Christ, and encouraging them to walk in the Lord, to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. He says, beware lest any man spoil you in this way, because there was a possibility for that to happen. And there was always men that would try to deter them from walking in the fullness of Christ. Verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, if you realize what is true for Christ has to also be true for the body of Christ, that in the body of Christ also must dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And when you understand that, it's not hard to also understand that many Christians are not there yet. In verse 10, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And there's two ways to look at that. You are complete in him. Well, we're going to be complete in him. No, he says you are complete in him. Your maturity, your fullness, what you're going to become, or what you're becoming, you are complete in him. That's where your completeness is found. That is where your fullness, that is where your maturity is found, is in him. And that's why we have to become one with him. Verse 11, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. And that's exactly what is happening to us as we continue to move in into the fullness of the Lord. We're being raised from the dead. When we were worldly and without Christ, we were considered dead. We're in the process of coming alive now, and in this sense, we are experiencing a type of resurrection already. We're being raised up from the dead in him. Verse 13, and you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. I don't know what all your trespasses and sins are, and don't want to know, but they have been forgiven. And even if you committed one today, it's forgiven. There's a forgiveness in God that is bestowed upon us. And even though we're not completely completed yet, the forgiveness is a reality. 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. It was nailed to the cross when he was. And having spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now those principalities and powers, those are those powers and spirits that are always operating against God's people. But he has spoiled them, triumphed over them when he went through the cross.